Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk please tally the board?
29 members present.
So with 29 members present, we do have a quorum to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, may the journal reflect that Representatives Osterman, Edgman, Guttenberg, Herron, Higgins, Johnson, Ledoux, and Tammy Wilson have been previously excused from the call of the House. Move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Keller be excused from the call of the House today through 6 p.m. on February 23rd. Representative Newman be excused from call of the House today through 2 p.m. on February 25th. And I'd like to recognize also that Tammy Wilson, who had previously been excused, is here today.
Leading the invocation today is Representative Wilson. Representative Wilson, members please rise.
With the deepest respect for the religious beliefs of all of Alaskans, I offer the following prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this wonderful day. We thank thee for this great state of Alaska in which we live. We thank you for these men and women who are setting aside time in their lives to come to Juneau to serve the people of this state. Please bless the members of this body. Bless them with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment as we go about our duties, for what we do affects many Alaskans' lives. Bless us to always remember that it is you who inspires and guides us and has given us this opportunity to serve in our positions. Holy Spirit, guide us to what you would have us do. Bless the people of Alaska with health and prosperity, and help us as legislators meet the goals we have taken on for this state in the coming year. Please bless our military and their families for putting our country's safety first. We thank thee for all thy blessings we receive every day, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Representative Negyak, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that that prayer be spread across the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer is spread across the journal. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 37th and 38th legislative days and House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement Number 3.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the previous days be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, the journal stands approved. Brings us to introduction of guests. Are there any guests for introduction? Representative Kurtula.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to ask that these two young people rise and then hold your applause, but I've been asked to introduce two students who are here in Juneau from other countries, and they're part of the Rotary Youth Exchange. So first is Keishan Pillay. He arrived in Juneau in January from South Africa. He attends JDHS and is a champion swimmer back in South Africa playing soccer here in Juneau. The second is Alex Petersburg. He's been in Juneau since August from Germany. He's currently performing in the JDHS production of Annie. And while an avid soccer player, he's looking forward to playing baseball. So they're both part of the Rotary Youth Exchange. And we have 23 students from 17 countries every year. So if you'll help me welcome them to watching our session today. Thank you.
Representative Munoz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also have a guest in the Pratrovich Gallery today, Emily von Benson. Emily is from Denmark. She's with the Rotary Youth Exchange. She attends Thunder Mountain High School. She enjoys acting and singing, and she was part of the chorus in King Island Christmas. Please help me welcome Emily to the body today. Thank you.
Representative Negyak.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please stand. Please stand. I'd like to introduce my wife, 31 years, the love of my life, the anchor of my life, and the children of my life. And, of course, the grandmother to beautiful grandchildren, my wife, Bonnie Nahan.
Representative Costello.
Help me welcome in the Paradovich Gallery 12-year-old Aurora Morels. She's here with her grandmother learning about the legislature, and she is taking a class at Stellar Secondary School on legal issues. So please help me welcome her.
Representative Wilson.
Speaker, it's my pleasure to introduce two fine young people from my district in the gallery behind me. Philip Mueller is attending Ketchikan High School, and he's from Vienna, Austria, if Philip would rise, good. And he's a foreign exchange student also with the Rotary Youth Exchange Program. And also Juan Manuel Rodriguez Seya, and he is from Mexico, and he's also part of the Youth Exchange. And this is his first visit to Juneau, and he's exciting to go skiing, which is something he's never done. So let's give them both a warm welcome.
Representative Chris Tompkins.
Please, Mr. Speaker.
Brief at ease. Under introduction of guests, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the gallery behind me is a longtime employee of mine. If Anna Latham could please stand. Anna has been a member of my staff for at least the last 5 years, and I can't recall introducing her on the floor in the last several years, so I thought it was about time. Anna has unique people skills. Anybody that's been into my office and has a chance to talk to her knows that she is one of the best in the building. And I'd like to welcome Anna to the floor for the first time in several years.
Representative Chris Tompkins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce Babe Napat, an exchange student from Thailand who is living a block and a half from where I live. She's never seen snow prior to Alaska and is thriving in Sitka High School.
Representative Guerra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As things get tough during this session, I think maybe we could use Anna to teach us all some people skills. But I would like to introduce a constituent of mine. He's in the Paretovich Gallery. His name is Jeff Cooper. Jeff works at the Institute of the North. Jeff, if you could please stand. And the focus of his work is on Arctic energy and Arctic transportation. So if those in the body feel like taking advantage of his knowledge and his work while he's here, you probably should. So please help me welcome Jeff.
Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's a privilege. I have a guest today, privilege to poach from the representative from downtown Juneau, District 32. I'd like to have her rise in the Warren Taylor Gallery. This is Sally Sadler. She is the president of the Juneau School Board. She is a former legislative liaison. Members may recall her from those duties here. She is the former president of the downtown Juneau Rotary and my sister in Rotary. She is currently the queen of youth exchange for Rotary in Alaska, and oh, so much more I can tell you. Please help me welcome my older, smarter, taller, better-looking sister, Sally Sadler.
We won't argue with you. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery, I have a constituent, Paul Shadura, if he'd stand, and he's a fisherman from the Kenai Peninsula, and he's been down here for the United Fishermen in Alaska Board of Directors meeting. So would you help me welcome him to the floor?
Representative Isaacson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to take a moment to recognize a constituent of mine who's also down here in the building, and a young lady, graduate of University of Alaska Fairbanks in business and accounting, newly married. Her husband, I see, is in the Paratrovich building, and if I could steal the introduction from whomever, his name is Joshua Banks. But Marissa Banks is right here in the Taylor Gallery, so if they both stand and be recognized. Fantastic young couple, bright, burning stars for the future of Alaska.
Any other guests for introduction while we're here? Seeing none, we'll roll down the calendar to are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any messages from the other body?
A message dated February 21st stating that the Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill 88, HESS, statutory references to mental retardation. And a message dated February 20th stating the Senate has passed and transmitted for consideration Senate Joint Resolution 6 by Senator Dyson urging the United States Congress not to relinquish to the Office of the President of the United States the legislative duty to safeguard our most fundamental right and urging the President of the United States to refrain from any further efforts to restrict ownership of firearms.
Be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
Senate Bill 31 by Senator Stevens, entitled An Act Naming the Runway at the State-Owned Airport at Agioch, the Jim Addy and Robin Starrett Memorial Runway.
That'll be referred to the Transportation Committee.
I have no further messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
There are no communications today.
Are there any reports of standing committees?
The Finance Committee has reviewed the qualifications of Russell Webb and Paula Easley to the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority Board of Trustees. The report was signed by Representatives Osterman and Stoltz, co-chairs, and Representatives Costello, Guerra, Kawasaki, Holmes, Munoz, Newman, and Thompson, and Tammy Wilson. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 9, Secured Transactions and Funds Transfers, attaches 2-0 fiscal notes, recommending Dupass, Reinbold, Josephson, and Olson. No recommendation, Chenault, Sadler, and Millett. The report was signed by Representative Olson, Chair. House Bill 9 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Education Committee has considered House Bill 21, four-day school week. Attaches 2-0 fiscal notes, recommending Dupass, Ledoux, and Seaton amend, Peggy Wilson, Sadler, and Gaddis. The report was signed by Representative Gaddis, Chair. House Bill 21 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Education Committee has considered House Bill 27, student count estimates, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 27, Education, with the same title, attaches a fiscal note, recommending Dupass, Drummond, Ledoux, Peggy Wilson, Sadler, and Seaton. No recommendation, Gaddis, amend, Reinbold. The report was signed by Representative Gaddis, Chair. House Bill 27 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 68, Corporate Income Tax, attaches a fiscal note recommending or having no recommendation, Chenault, Sadler, Millett, Josephson, Reinbold, and Olson. The report was signed by Representative Olson, Chair. House Bill 68 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Education Committee has considered House Bill 87, Extend Special Education Service Agency, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 87, Education, attaches a Education Committee letter of intent, attaches a fiscal note, recommending Dupass, Seaton, Peggy Wilson, Ledoux, Sadler, and Gaddis. The report was signed by Representative Gaddis, Chair. House Bill 87 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. There are no further reports of standing committees today, Mr. Speaker.
Are there new reports of special committees?
And there are no special committee reports.
Brings us to introduction of citations or resolutions. Are there any citations or resolutions for introduction?
Citation honoring Lester C. Lunsford by Senator Stevens and Representative Osterman. In memoriam, Clarence Jackson Sr. by Representative Christ Tompkins and Senator Stedman. In memoriam, Martha Dolores Olson Randolph by Senator Stevens and Representative Osterman. There are no further citations or resolutions.
Brings us to bills for introduction. Are there any bills for introduction?
House Bill 135 by Representative Keller, entitled An Act Relating to the Reservation of Certain Mining Claims from All Use Incompatible with the Purposes for Establishing the Petersville Recreational Mining Area.
That'll be referred to the Resources Committee.
House Bill 136 by Representative Millett, entitled An Act Requiring the Governor's Fiscal Plan to Include Certain Information.
That'll be referred to the Finance Committee.
House Bill 137 by Representative Millett, entitled An Act Stating that a Feasibility Study for the Development and Operation of a Hydroelectric Site at Chicoutimi Lake is not an incompatible use in the Wood-Tikchik State Park, relating to the Wood-Tikchik State Park Management Plan and the amendment of the plan to allow for a feasibility study for the development and operation of a hydroelectric site at Chicoutimi Lake, relating to the enforcement of provisions in the Wood-Tikchik State Park Management Plan and regulations relating to the Wood-Tikchik State Park that are inconsistent with the feasibility study for the development and operation of a hydroelectric site at Chicoutimi Lake and providing for an effective date.
That'll be referred to Resources and Finance. Good job, by the way. That's a mouthful.
House Bill 138 by Representative Hughes, entitled An Act Extending the Annual Deadline by Which Employers Are Required to Deliver Layoff or Non-Retention Notices to Employees Who Are Tenured Teachers.
Be referred to the Education Committee.
House Bill 139 by Representative Curtula, entitled An Act Adding to the Powers and Duties of the State Commission for Human Rights and Relating to and Prohibiting Discrimination Based on Sexual Orientation or Gender Identity or Expression.
Be referred to State Affairs and Judiciary.
House Bill 140 by Representative Reinbolt, entitled An Act Relating to the Information That Must Be Included with Certain Notices Provided for the Proposed Adoption, Amendment, or Repeal of a Regulation.
That will be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
There are no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 22 by Representatives Olson, Hocker, Curtula, Peggy Wilson, Thompson, Tarr, Pruitt, and Millett, entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Marine Pilots and Providing for an Effective Date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 22, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, attaches a fiscal note recommending Dupas, Chenault, Heron, Reinbolt, Sadler, Millett, Josephson, and Olson. The report was signed by Representative Olson, Chair. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 22, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, attaches a fiscal note recommending Dupas, Costello, Guerra, Holmes, Munoz, Newman, Thompson, Edgman, Tammy Wilson, and Stoltz. No recommendation. Kawasaki. The report was signed by Representative Stoltz, co-chair. There's one committee substitute.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for HB 22 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for HB 22 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, will the clerk please read the title for the third and final time?
Committee Substitute for House Bill 22, Labor and Commerce, entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Marine Pilots and Providing for an Effective Date.
Representative Olson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before us today, we have House Bill 22. This legislation would extend the termination date of the Marine pilots to June 30th of 2019. In accordance with Alaska statutes, the Board of Marine Pilots was due to sunset on June 30th of this year, so we've extended it out a bit. The time was the amount that was recommended by the Legislative and Budget Legislative Budget and Audit staff. Marine pilots are licensed to benefit the public health and welfare. A perfect example of what the Marine pilots do, and actually an extraordinary example of what the Marine pilots do, would be Captain Pete Gray from Homer, who several years ago was called on to take a tanker of fuel from Dutch Harbor to Nome in the middle of winter through the ice. And I don't know if this is the proper place to mention it, but we do have a videotape of that that was provided to us a couple years ago, if anybody in the body would like to see what an extraordinary job he did. It's phenomenal. But having said that, I did this bill as a pre-file, and the difference between the original bill and the CS was 1 year. I took a best guess at what it was going to come in at. It came in with a year longer than what I did, and that's the only difference between the two bills. And I would encourage the body to support the bill and the Marine pilots.
Is there further discussion? Ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 22, Labor and Commerce, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk, please announce the vote.
31 yeas, 0 nays.
Shown a vote of 31 yeas, 0 nays. Committee substitute for House Bill 22, Labor and Commerce, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of the bill be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar.
Senate Bill 14 by Senator Dyson, entitled An Act Relating to the Term of Office of Directors of Telephone and Electric Cooperatives. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill attached to the previous zero fiscal note recommending do pass Heron, Sadler, Midlett, Josephson, and Olson. The report was signed by Representative Olson, Chair. I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that SB 14 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Hearing no objection, will the clerk please read the title for the third and final time?
Senate Bill 14, entitled An Act Relating to the Term of Office of Directors of Telephone or Electric Cooperatives.
Representative Lynn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. SB 14 is a simple one-paragraph bill. It merely extends the terms of telephone and electric cooperatives at board of directors on those groups from 3 years into 4 years, and it's not mandatory, it's voluntary. One group might do it, another group might not do it. Currently, they can't serve longer than 3 years, and that's rather an odd period of time. Most of the terms of offices we know about are 2, 4, or 6. You know, we all serve 2 years here. Other body, 4 years. The you know, our congressman is 2 years. United States Senate is 6 years, and so three kind of falls in the middle there. So that's the only thing this does. They believe it will help with stability in their groups and provide for continuity. I was going to add an amendment to. But it wouldn't fit under the title to extend our terms to 4 years, but they wouldn't stand for that. But I urge passing this bill. I think it'd be good for the industry.
Is there further discussion? Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 14 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Will the clerk please announce the vote?
31 yeas, 0 nays.
So on a vote of 31 yeas, 0 nays, Senate Bill 14 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
There's citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House approve the citations on today's calendar.
Hearing no objection, citations on today's calendar approved. Brings us to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the following members be excused from a call of the House on the following dates and times. Representative Chenault, 12 p.m. February 22nd to 10 a.m. February 25th. 7 a.m. March 8th to 10 p.m. March 10th. Representative Costello, 6 a.m. March 6th to 8:30 p.m. March 10th. Representative Gruenberg, 7 a.m. February 23rd to 4 p.m. February 24th. Representative Isaacson, 7 a.m. March 6th to 7:30 p.m. March 11th. Representative Lynn, 5 p.m. March 6th to 10 a.m. March 11th. Representative Millett, we're amending a previous absence, 11:30 a.m. February 22nd to 12 p.m. February 24th. Representative Nagyak, 6 a.m. March 5th to 9:45 p.m. March 10th. Representative Olson, 12 p.m. March 6th to 7 p.m. March 10th, as well as 2:30 p.m. March 22nd to 4 p.m. March 24th. Also amending an absence, 8 p.m. on February 25th to 9:30 a.m. on March 1st. Representative Reinbolt, 11:30 a.m. March 22nd to 10 p.m. March 24th. Representative Sadler, 6 a.m. March 1st to 2:30 p.m. March 3rd, and Representative Tammy Wilson, 7 a.m. March 7th to 9:45 p.m. on March 10th.
Hearing no objection, those members will be shown as excused on the dates and times indicated by the Majority Leader. Any other unfinished business? Briefities. Are there any committee announcements? Other announcements? Representative Munoz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an announcement. Next Wednesday, Local 262, the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, is hosting a luncheon and tour of their facility on Anka Street. The tour will take place at 11:30, and lunch will take place right afterward. If you are interested in attending, or if members are interested in attending, they could contact my office for directions. We're also arranging transportation out to the training facility. So again, it's next Wednesday at 11:30. Thank you.
Under other announcements, Representative Negyak.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'm pleased to announce a lunch and learn on behalf of the House HES Committee. The lunch and learn will showcase the Winter Beer Project, which is a suicide prevention program. Mr. Speaker, the Winter Beer is a play that tells the story of an Alaska Native teenager who rises above the traumas of his past to become a leader with the help of mentor Sidney Huntington and a winter beer. The play regularly receives very high recommendations from those who view it. Funding for a presentation in the Winter Beer play comes from the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, Tanana Chiefs Conference, North Star Community Foundation, and Alaska Community Foundation, and tours villages all over Alaska, especially where suicide has taken the greatest toll. Mr. Speaker, the lunch and learn is scheduled for Monday, February 25th in the House HES Committee Room number 106. I hope you and all members will be able to attend. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Representative Stoltz.
Mr. Speaker, I serve notice of reconsideration. My vote on Senate Bill 14.
Reconsideration has been requested on Senate Bill 14. Any other announcements? Special orders. Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Request permission to speak briefly on the subject of prostate cancer and Everyman.
Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The members should have received these pins, which come from a group in England called Everyman. And Everyman is dedicated to the eradication of prostate cancer. And that's a pernicious type of cancer that kills a lot of people, and particularly deadly if you don't get checked for it. And I think we all know people around who have had their lives saved by watching out and checked, and some people who didn't, and they died. I hope that if you feel strongly that you'll wear your pin or give it to somebody else who might be able to use it. And I think we have some extras if you're interested. And I'm just going to talk about this from time to time because it's important. And if we can save anybody's life, we ought to do it.
Any other special orders? Representative Curtula.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The topic is 90.
Representative Curtula.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. First, I want to thank everyone for their well wishes and their prayers. My mother had a very dangerous drug reaction a couple weeks ago, and I was unavoidably gone. And I'm also prefacing this to let you know that next week I'll be gone again, and that my mother is doing very well. And on February 28th, the main reason for my absence is that she turns 90 years old. My mother grew up in Oklahoma. She talks a lot like the rules chair some days. She was an English teacher, came out of the heart of the Depression, and worked at Los Alamos. She was the first woman to see the atomic bomb explode, a somewhat dubious claim to fame. But we believe that resulted in the three types of cancer that my mother has survived over the years. She worked side by side with my father in this building and has a legacy of great service to the state of Alaska, her adopted love. She helped run a really large dairy farm in the Matanuska Valley. She was a very astute businesswoman, and her acuity has never left. She continually trounces me at upwards, which is sort of like Scrabble on speed. So I'm not going to be able to say everything I would like to say to my mother, but so that you all know why I am gone next week, it's to honor the woman who, more than anything, has guided my life. So thank you all for your understanding, and happy birthday, Mom.
For a minute, I thought you were talking about Representative Lynn, but...
Close.
But with that, Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on They Don't Make Them Like That Anymore.
Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We do have a birthday in our midst today. The good representative from District 23 was born on February 23, 1933, in East L.A. Word has it he was homeboys with a Cheech and Chong back in East L.A. But actually, this man has been many things in his life. He has been an enforcer. He was a law officer, a peace officer in California and in Arizona. He has been a scholar and a teacher, earning undergraduate and graduate degrees in education, and retiring as a school teacher. He has been a protector of unborn life. He was chair of Alaska Right to Life. He has been a builder. As a member of the city council in California, someplace down south there, he brought forth the community of Moreno Valley, and legend has it, on the seventh day he rested. He has been a lawmaker in California and Alaska, now serving his sixth term in our body here, and there's no listing, nor is there time available to list all the measures, resolutions, and bills he has brought forth to completion. He has been a fighter. In fact, as a major of the United States Air Force, the stories are still told of Major's exploits. As an F-94 C pilot, they're still exchanged in the ready room back in the 48th Fighter Interceptor Squadron at Langley. And Mr. Chairman, he is a lover. He is soon to celebrate 61 years of wedded bliss on his 60th anniversary with Marlene. And I can't wait to see what Representative Bob Dinn does next. Please help me acknowledge a man who's having one hell of a life. Help him.
Representative Lynn.
I thought you couldn't remember my name. Well, I want to thank everybody so much for the wonderful birthday, which is really appreciated. I just want to tell you how happy I am to be here in this room today on my 80th birthday to spend with my friends and my colleagues, and quite frankly, how happy I am to be any place on my 80th birthday. So I do enjoy that. I actually don't feel that old. I don't feel old until I move something. You know, went to the doctor about that, and he said, well, don't do that anymore. That goes back to the old TV show. You remember that? What was it? I do remember that, but I'm too old to remember what that was. I was actually born when Herbert Hoover was president, not the maker of the vacuum cleaner, but the president. And those days so long ago, the president was... inaugurated in March, and I was born, and they changed it after that until January, but I was born in the term of Herbert Hoover. I've had quite an interesting life. Obviously, I couldn't keep a job anyplace, so I keep going. One thing, I hope I keep this one, and it's been a very wonderful time, and I really appreciate it. We have many, many blessings, and the biggest blessing is my friends and loved ones. God bless everybody.
Any other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent. The House stand on adjournment until 11 a.m. on Monday.
Being no objection, the House will adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday. We're adjourned.